New heading, Giving and Receiving Feedback. The students I am closest to from my years as a teacher are those I gave strong feedback to. You're better than that. I won't let you off the hook. There are no excuses. You can pay the price. Many have told me that holding them to the responsible course, having them live with the full consequences of their actions, was a life-changing, defining moment, though hard for both of us at the time. Giving negative feedback is one of the most difficult communications there is. It is also one of the most needed. So many people have serious blind spots they never come to grips because no one knows how to give them feedback. People are too fearful of rupturing a relationship or of having their personal future compromised by taking on their boss. The hypocrisy in the belittling situation in Jack's story became so evident to the offender that it wasn't an issue of having a blind spot. It was one of ego. The courage and integrity of the woman who gave the feedback were more powerful than status and position. That's why it worked. Sometimes it isn't more powerful and it won't work, which may necessitate going to the person privately and making a reconciliation. The best way to give feedback in a private circumstance is to describe yourself, not the person. Describe your feelings, your concerns, or your perceptions of what was happening rather than accusing, judging, and labeling the person. This approach often causes the other person to become open to information about his or her blind spot without being so personally threatened. People in authority should make pushing back and giving feedback legitimate. When you do receive feedback, you need to speak explicitly about it and express gratitude for it, however much it may hurt. If you don't do this explicitly, a norm will develop which basically says that giving negative feedback and pushing back is a form of disloyalty and insubordination. Making pushing back legitimate, even a social norm, also frees the person with formal authority so that he or she can also push back without fearing it will hurt feelings, rupture a relationship, or be taken as the final word. We all need feedback, particularly about our blind spots, those tender areas of weakness that we defend. That is why personal growth is so vital, because blind spots are not quite so tender. One's sense of worth is intrinsic, and it doesn't come from a particular weakness, known or blind. I remember once having a strain with one of my neighbors because of how difficult it was for him to live so close to our large, noisy, sometimes disrespectful family, complete with a barking dog and glaring lights early in the morning and late at night, etc. I went to him and basically said that I wanted us to be good neighbors and would appreciate his giving me feedback about what we could do to improve things. He hesitated to speak, so I primed the pump a little by describing what it must be like to live next door to us. He then opened up with a gush of feelings, complaints, and concerns that he and his wife had. But the more I listened, the more he seemed almost overwhelmed by my seeking this feedback, respecting it, and trying to involve my family in an effort to improve. He also acknowledged that he had overreacted to many things and had blown the whole thing out of proportion, that much of what he was talking about was the inevitable chatter, complexity, and confusion of a large family's comings and goings. As we parted, he said how grateful he was for the visit and also how relieved he was.